The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Beitzo Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara on the top of the Omer of Yud Aleph and Aleph brings down the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Hazmana and being Miyached, setting aside specific Efreichim to be able to be used, and if they're set aside, it's mutter to use. But if it's not set aside, it would be usur. The Mishnah states, "Zimein shchayim u'matzal aveinim." And what if a person set aside black efreichim, and he comes back and he finds levainim white, levainim matzal shchayim, or vice versa, shnayim matzal shloisha. He set aside two, and he comes back and there's a third asurim. They're usur because these are not the ones that were set aside. And in the case of two and three, the third one was not set aside. Shloisha matzah shnayim. But if there's two, if the person set aside three, and he comes back and he finds two, then we can assume that these are two out of the three that were set aside. Mutarim. B'seicha kan, if a person set aside chicks that were inside of the kan, inside of the birdhouse, he comes back and they're in front of the birdhouse. So it's not clear that these are the ones. Asurin. Because we don't know if these are the ones that were set aside. But if the only ones that they have that are there are these ones. Says the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph on the top. Let us say that this Mishnah is... is a raya, or holds the Rav Chanina to the klal of Rav Chanina. The Rav Chanina, says a klal gadol in Hilchas Psak, which is utilized very many instances throughout Shas. Roiv v'karoiv holach achar haroiv. If you have two criteria, you have a question about a certain metzias, and you have the roiv. The majority of the situation pointing one way, but yet the proximity, the karev is pointing to another psak. Halachah roiv, the roiv supersedes, and you go after the roiv. So let us say that this is talking about such a case that we see from here that because we're saying it's usur. Why is it usur if a person set aside a freichim inside? And now he comes back and they're outside, so the car of the proximity points to the reality that these are the same birds, but yet the roiv, the fact that most birds in the world are not the ones that were zimain, points to the fact that these are not the same birds, and we say asurim, so we see that roiv v'karoiv, we see like that the klal of Rav Chanina is true, that roiv v'karoiv holoch achar roiv. Amar Abai, it's not necessarily true. Here we're talking about a daf, we're talking about where there's a plank and a board, and there's actually machlokes a rishonim exactly how to learn. Rashi states that the reason that since there's a daf, kulu karev ninu, so all birds, even birds from outside, are considered karev hilka chaloch acharoiv ikatarti. In other words, if there's birds that were set aside are karev, but other birds are also considered karev because there's a daf. So since there's a daf that leads in, so other birds are also considered karev, so you lose the advantage of having the roiv, and we cannot bring a raya from this Mishnah to the klal of Rav Chanina, the roiv karev holoch achar haroiv. Now, just to understand it a little bit, there's many ways that the Poskim and the Chareinim explain this halacha of roiv karev. That the reason, why is the majority supersede the raya, the proof that can be brought from the fact that the majority is stronger than this halacha of karoiv? What is the halacha of karoiv, and why is the roiv, the majority, overpower the indication of that karoiv brings us? So this is actually it's the main location of this sugya is the Gemara Bava Basra and Perklei Achbar. Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and the Ritva there in Bava Basra explains that this din of Karov is halacha l'meishim Sinai. It's a Gemara Gemira law. In the Shiltis, the Rav Achoi, he explains that Roiv is a birur. We know when a person has a suffix, so there's a few different ways to address the suffix and to try to understand and to try to ascertain which tzad of the suffix is the true tzad. There's meat that's found in the street, we don't know where it's from. Many sveikas throughout Shas, how does one deal? So we know suffix derais l'chumra, but if there's indications that we can try to ascertain the metzias, we can try to ascertain what the halacha is, there are various ways of dealing with a specific suffix. There's something called chazaka. A chazaka is if we know that since before the question arose, this was once the established metzias, so we're ukma chazaka, and we assume halachically that this reality continued in a way that this would be considered the reality until we know otherwise for sure, and a suffix would not, we would go at Basel Chazaka. There's another indication called Roiv. Like when meat is found in the street, we have to try to figure out how many butcher shops or how much meat there is. Is it kosher meat or is it non-kosher meat? And based on Roiv, we can assess the situation. So says the Shiltas Rav Achoi, that Roiv, the mechanics of Roiv is such that it's Mevar the Suffolk. Halacha allows us to assume that it came from the Roiv, and we're allowed to assume that this is the reality of the situation. This is different than Chazaka, which doesn't tell us the reality of the situation. It just tells us that we're Ukma Chazaka, we assume, we halachically go and render decisions based on the last known fact, and until it's otherwise proven and established, we look at the chazaka, what it was, and we maintain that likely it's still in that situation. So says the Shulz Rav Achoi, that the reason why Roiv is other from chazaka is because Roiv is mevara the suffix. Roiv tells us that likely the situation is like this, since it's most of the meat in this town is kosher, likely this meat is kosher, and we're allowed to assume that it's kosher based on the Roiv, because that tells us and directs us to the reality of the situation. Whereas Chazaka doesn't tell us what the reality is, but rather it allows us to assume that it hasn't changed, not because there's any type of logic that's what it is, but since we don't know otherwise, we assume that it stays, we're allowed to render a decision based on the fact that it remained in this situation. So when we have Roiv and Chazaka, says the Shiltas, you have the same thing. Roiv explains what the suffix was, but Karoiv is merely a halacha that we're allowed to rely on the fact that it came from the close proximity. And we'll see in the Gemara that there's yet another indication. There's Roiv, there's Karoiv, and then there's something called Motsoi. This is based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara tells us, over there, discusses when there's birds that are found and we want to try to figure out whose birds they are, which Shoivach, where they came from. So when you have Roiv telling us that they came from the rest of the world, and you have Karoiv because the chicks are found in close proximity of a specific birdhouse. So Roiv and Karoiv, says the Gemara, you go after Roiv. You go, since most of the birds are not from this, so if it's within 50 amos, then the Gemara says that we assume that it's from that Shoivach, but if it's outside of 50 amos, we don't. And the reason is because of Roiv and Karoiv, we go after Roiv. Roiv is, the indication of Roiv is stronger. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, asks a question. Afanan and Tanina wants to bring a proof that Roiv v'Karoiv, you go after Roiv, like Rav Chanina says. And the Gemara asks a question. When you get dam nido shenimtza b'proizdo sveker tomish shechaskosim in a makor, means even though there's more dam that's not dam nida, but since it's karev, the kurva is, we can assume that's established that the dam is dam nida. So we go after karev, we go after the roiv, even though the karev is the other way around. Amalei rava, roiv umatzi ka'amrit, roiv umatzi lekel amanda amar. So there's another concept called matzui. Says Rava that although by roiv akarev, there's a question if you go after roiv or if you go back to the if you look at the proximity of the situation. But if it's matzui, if there's a reason to believe that this is the reality of the situation because it's matzui, it's something that logically makes a lot more sense. So then, of course, you go after roiv, and this is actually used in a fascinating tshuva from the Panami Iris and others, Benigea, not Benigea birds, but rather Benigea, the very, very serious and famous problem of Aguna. The Panami Iris in Chela Gimel, Simon Bays, I'll read the Lashon of the Panami Iris. This is something that was very, very daunting and very, very climatic back in the time. Ha'isha, Kasha's ruach amaris nefesh. There's a woman who's downtrodden. Is Eishes Kimar Shloima, the wife of Mr. Shloima Hanitba, who drowned. Niksha lefaneinu came before us, bekoil. Nihi yogain v'anocha. Hamash beres gufei shaladam. Terrible pain. Ukipir prashas hashamayim v'shoifeches leiv kamayim, crying bitterly. V'hi aguna ze yomim shnasayim. She's v'yolda v'rakov aguna adayin le'yigia le'esrim shonim. She's 20 years waiting for her husband to come back. Her husband drowned in what's called mayim she'ein lahem soif. We don't know if we couldn't see from the other side if he possibly came up and still alive, which would render her to be an ashes ish. Lo'yoye dora imakim chadashim shonim. I'm waiting and looking. Why should I be searching with doifik al pischei batidin, trying to get a heter for myself to get remarried? What can you do to help me? Is there any type of heter to be able to assume that my husband is alive? Now, the metzias of this situation was, and maybe she says that you'll find two or three Aiden that saw this husband, that there were two non-Jews who saw a person's body came washed up to shore. And it happens to be that these people saw that this person had sa'arim kitanim u'shchayreis taltolim. He had certain length hair, which was an indication, which was not 100% not seen on everybody, and Regam Zakena Katon, he had a beard that was small and black, and there were reasons to believe that this was the person, and most of it was based on the fact that the body came up in close proximity to where the boat or where this person actually sank, and it was against a tide, which the tide would wash up, it was pointed in that direction, and anything that was in this proximity would likely come through this tide to shore. And based on that, the Panami Iris has pages upon pages, which obviously this is beyond the scope of today's shiur, but just to pick out what's negiah to this sugi of Reva Karev. Says the Panami Iris, that it happens to be that the metzias of this case was the im isa the me'alma osi. What are we choshish for? What are we concerned that maybe this person came from the rest of the world? Says the Panim Iris, in this case, have osi derech charifa denor. He would have come in a different direction, and he wouldn't have ended up in this ritsua. He wouldn't have ended up in this bay, in this area of water that gets washed into the ritsua, the strip of water. We don't have to worry about this. That maybe, even though it's not shchiach, but maybe it happened. Even though usually it's deraisa, it's a terrible chumrah. So we anticipate any type of suffix. Says the Panim Yirais that since we see in the sugya roiv umatsui, the Gemara tells us in our sugya that if you have something that's roiv umatsui, if you have something that's roiv akar, we go after roiv. But what we just mentioned, the Gemara that states that if it's roiv umatsui lekalaman da'amar daslina basa roiv, that of course if it's roiv and matsui, everybody agrees that you go after roiv. Says the Panim Yirais, the same would be the other way around. If the Karoiv would also have Matsui, besides being in proximity, but it also logically makes a lot of sense, that can overpower a Roiv. So even though the body, a Piroiv, we would assume that it came from the rest of the world, because Roiv people in the world are not from this boat rider, and are not this individual person, Mar Shloima, but still we can assume that this is Mar Shloima who drowned, because you have the Karoiv, he drowned in close proximity. And also it's Motzi, based on the current, it's Motzi that this is the same person. And we see from the Gemara that a person could be Soimech on Reiv and Motzi. And he brings the Gemara also in Yevamos, V'chein Mashu Perak Isha Sholem, that there was, the Gemara over there tells us, in the 10th parak of Yevamos, which deals a lot with the sugya of Agunais, it states a story. Yitzchok, Reish Galusa. There was a fellow by the name of Yitzchok who was the Reish Galusa. Bar Achsei, tremendous Talmud Chacham. Bar Achsei, the Rabbibi, have a ka'azul mit Kurtova las Pamya. He went from Kurtova las Pamya. He was Shochiv, he passed away. He was Nifter. Sholchum Me'asam, they sent a message. Yitzchok Reish Galusa Bar Achsei Derabibi have a Ka'ozul Mikurtiv Laspamia Veshochiv. This was the message, the telegram. The Yitzchok, the Reish Galusa, the son of Achsei, of the sister of Abibi, went from Kurtiv Laspamia Veshochiv. So the Gemara there declares, the Gemara asks, Shaila Michai Shino Letre Yitzchok. Are we Choshish for two people by the name of Yitzchok or Loi? Since we don't know exactly it was this Yitzchok, maybe it's a different Yitzchok Reish Galusa. So the Gemara brings a machlokes Abaya and Rava. Abaya says Chayshinon, Rava says Lechayshinon. Says the Panim Yirais that we pass in Lechayshinon, and it's based on the fact because that's considered Matsui. And he brings the words, very interesting words of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef tells us that the Rif Paskins like Rava that we're not choishish for another Yitzchok because it's not Motzi there should be another Yitzchok. It doesn't logically make sense. And since you have other indications, that would be enough. You have the Messiah Lefituma, you have somebody stating in a natural manner that this person passed away. So the Panim Yirais brings down the words of the Beis Yosef on this matter. Chain mashma beperik isha sholem, like we just said, to Rabbi to have also mikurt with aspamia hechad al yuchzak. In a case where there's no chazaka that there's another Yitzchok, so we don't have to worry that there's another Yitzchok. It's just a chashash ba'alma. Maybe there's another Yitzchok. We have no reason to believe there is one. Loi chayshin l'tre Yitzchok. Chain hitar a rosh b'tshuva, and the tshuva's a rosh also is matir. In such a case, Vitam Kivan de'ein machlev ben molil acha be'ir, the same type of situation, he passed with Zeleshon, and this is the words of the Beis Yosef, I will pluk to the Abaye v'Rava, we just said. In the machloikis, between Abaye v'Rava, Yichayshin al-Tre Yitzchok, Tzrichi l'z'agen kol yomeo, you don't have to, says the Rif, she doesn't have to become an aguna for the rest of her life, because we're not worried about two Yitzchoks, the harbu choshu chachomim, many Takonis were implemented, the Takonis, the Agunis, to make sure that a person did not remain in Aguna, that the lady was able to get married, the wife was able to get married. Beid Echad, Beid Mipiaid, even one witness, even though usually it's not acceptable, but by Aguna, Mitoich HaChumra, because of the great Chumra of Eish Hazish, so we assume that the wife will do her research well enough to be mata the din of Eishes Ish, and the same thing would be here. In our case, says the Panami Erois, that even though, like the Gemara in Be'ayos and Beitzah says, Roiv Akor, we go after Roiv, and in the case of Iguna, the halacha of Roiv would indicate that it's not this person, but since we have Karoiv and Matsui, we, based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, when you have Karoiv and Matsui together, that overpowers the Roiv, and it can even be Matri Iguna. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into the Heter of Agunois, and in this Shalos specifically, but according, just taking out this one Yisoid of our Gemara, this is basically the Halacha Benegea Iguna, that the Panama Iris was Matir, and this is a very fundamental Tshuva that's brought down in many, many instances when it comes to Agunois and otherwise, and this is derived from the Gemara of and Daf Yud Aleph and Beitza in today's Daf of Roiv Karoiv, a fascinating sugya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.